Friend and Baxter in the morning.
So it appears it is true. It's been confirmed. Katy Perry is the first judge announced for American Idol.
I'm just wondering why they aren't announcing the other ones, because aren't they basically confirmed at this point?
I mean, you would think so.
You think people just have to sign the dotted line and then we're done with that process?
I would think, because like the whole idea behind it is you want to make sure the judges panel has chemistry.
Right.
Like you would think they've all had to at least work together, or else they're going to basically build it all around Katy Perry and allow her to almost, you know, help figure out her chemistry with the other people. Maybe that's right. The way they're going to do it.
I did like the idea of having Carrie Underwood on there, though. That's something we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I think Katy Perry would kind of be the edgy one, still funny, and maybe like the main judge of the group. But Carrie would be such a good girl in there, and actually winning the show a number of years ago, arguably having the biggest career of American Idol winners. Yep. She'd be great.
She would be great. Now, ABC's doing that show. So ABC now has American Idol. And ABC also has completely confirmed the Roseanne renewal.
Are you serious?
So Roseanne Barr and that crew is coming back. They're going to do an eighth episode season.
Huh.
And they're actually saying that the majority of the original cast from Roseanne is coming back, including both Beckys. Because if you remember, there was a Becky, and then all of a sudden, when that Becky kind of fried out, they brought in a replacement Becky.
Oh.
So both Beckys are going to be on the show. The original Becky is going to play Becky. And then Sarah Chalk, who came in, is going to play another character on the show. So.
See, I just remember that on Nick at Night. I never watched it too much, but I remember she used to cuss a lot.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, yeah, she was the risque mom. And the whole presentation was, this is the mom, this is America's real family.
Yeah.
As opposed to the real Rosie family from, like, you know, Leave It to Beaver and stuff like that.
That's kind of funny.
So, anyway, ABC's going big with American Idol and Roseanne.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, later this morning, we're going to be live at Krispy Kreme. Myself, David, the barrel boy out there from 7 until 10 this morning. While we're there, you can get a dozen original glazed donuts for only $3.99.
It's a great deal.
That's half price this morning, live at Krispy Kreme.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, a big congratulations is in order to Brantley Gilbert. They announced yesterday that he and his wife are now pregnant.
Oh, that's awesome.
So congratulations. They're through the first trimester. Of course, like most families, they kind of waited until the first trimester was out of the way. But the cool thing about this is he didn't think they were going to be able to get pregnant.
Really?
They had tried for a couple of years to get pregnant, couldn't do it, didn't think it was in the cards for them, and now they're pregnant.
So. It's a lot like Thomas Rhett.
Yep. So congratulations goes out to Brantley Gilbert.
Okay, so there's a new list out of the sexiest male country stars of 2017.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I have to say, it's kind of weird for me to say, but I 100% agree as number one.
You what?
I 100% agree with number one.
I wanted to make sure I heard that right. So of all the stories you could pick out of country music, you picked the sexiest male stars.
Yeah, and basically it goes like this. You have Charles Kelly from Lady A, number 5, Brett Young, Jake Owen, Thomas Rhett, and number one is my man, my boy, the guy I would travel the entire nation to go see.
Oh, gosh, I know now.
Sam Hunt is number one.
Well, congratulations to Sam Hunt. David completely endorses that one, and that's extremely awkward.
And that
is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so there's a new product in the market right now, and it's a boomerang.
A boomerang.
And, you know, when you think of a boomerang, you're thinking, you know, like a kid's toy, kind of like a Frisbee, you know?
I'm thinking of, like, Crocodile Dundee. I'm not talking Bill Dundee. I'm talking Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, like from Australia, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know what the average price of a boomerang would be. I'm thinking at the most, like a hand-carved one would be, like, what, $50?
Well, you know, I've never bought a boomerang.
I haven't either. That's
why
I don't even know
where you buy one. Can you buy boomerangs at Cracker Barrel?
Seems like you buy everything at Cracker Barrel. So maybe they have a boomerang.
Let's stop by.
I'm going to go stop by and look. But no, there's a new one that's on sale right now that it's almost like you have to take out a small loan just to purchase it.
For a boomerang?
For a boomerang.
All right.
It's all a part of this big summer product sale, and they're selling it for $1,325.
Was that 1,300?
$1,325.
Are you sure it's not 100?
No. $1,325. They're also selling tennis balls for almost $500 and a beach paddle ball set for $3,300. So
who is this again?
It's Chanel doing that.
Oh, wow. So it's high class all the way.
I mean, it must be really, really nice. But, I mean, it kind of, it just looks like a piece of plastic. It looks like something you put in your hair.
It looks like something you would get, like, as a souvenir at a game, like at your boomerang games.
Yeah.
You know, I went to those as a kid.
I've never heard of a boomerang game. It must be a Texas thing.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Australia for a while with my mother, who's Japanese.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Well, anyway, when it comes to buying these boomerangs, people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are live at Krispy Kreme, and we want you guys to come by and take advantage of the K-Fine special today. We're at 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro. The K-Fine special means that you get a dozen of the original glazed donuts for only $3.99. That's a half-price deal this morning at Krispy Kreme. And, man, we're waking up and getting going this morning after a big night out with A-State baseball.
Oh, man, it was so much fun last night with everything that went on with the game itself in which we won and then all the different activities we were involved in. That was a blast.
So many activities.
So the video, our production crew just now got us the video, and this is what I think I'm going to title it is Dizzy Bat Gone Bad.
Oh, my gosh.
It did go bad.
So, Will Oswalt, we call him Will the Thrill, Will I Ain't. He's one of our guys on 95.3 The Ticket. He produces stuff for us on K-Fine. Well, we had the idea that it would be awesome if we had Will the Thrill do the Dizzy Bat competition, and he chose to do the Dizzy Bat competition, and his contestant, his opponent, was Red Wolf Mark.
Dude. Oh.
So if you haven't seen Dizzy Bat, let me kind of set the scene. They're down there on the field in front of the crowd, mm-hmm. right? You basically, you put the bat down on the ground, you know, and it's standing up. So you put your head on the bat and then turn circles around it. Your head has to still be touching the bat.
And how many did they have to turn?
I believe it was eight.
Was it eight?
Eight circles, and then the idea is you run until you can get to one of the diamond dolls, right? So the whole thing is
sounds great. Run to a diamond doll.
Right. I mean, it sounds like, and you wouldn't think you could get that dizzy spinning around a bat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you, we had basically a NASCAR-style crash. And the craziest part, when I went back, because in my mind, I just remember Will falling. But in the video, Red Wolf Mark bites it, too.
It's like you don't notice it, though, right?
Well, because nobody has ever crashed quite like Will.
I've never.
Like, he literally put Thrill, like, he made his name
Will the
stand
Thrill.
Out. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
He was going at least 25 miles per hour headfirst into a fence.
Yes. Dude.
And like, in his mind, he was running straight.
But the thing is, he got up again.
He did.
He had the heart to get up again and to keep going.
He was the heart of a champion last night.
Well, yeah, so after he runs into the fence hard. Bam! Hits the fence. And then he gets up and looks at the fence like, what the heck is this? And then starts running again and continues to drag his body across the fence. Then he finally gets away from the fence and nosedives into the dirt.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a car crash into a median?
Yes.
It is very much like that.
So we had the video, and I think just because, like, Will was such a champ with it, and at the end of it, I said, hey, Will, do you realize that you might be a viral sensation? And he says, I'm sure I already am with you guys.
Yes, yes.
So he knows. We're going to post the video and let you guys see this because it is it is something to be seen.
It's truly unbelievable.
The thing is, too, you watch the video and, you know, you see Will. And mm-hmm. But you've got to go back because you watch Will and you're concentrated on Will. And like you said, you don't see Red Wolf Mark bite the dust, too. So you have to go back and rewatch it and concentrate on Mark.
So Red Wolf Mark, for those of you who, you know, he calls into the radio show a lot and stuff like that. I would basically say that when I look at Mark, when I picture this in my mind, because I've replayed this thousands of times in my mind, I picture Mark being like when Kai would go and get a turtle. And he'd get a turtle, and he would flip it over to see what the turtle would do. That's essentially what Mark did for a second. He turtled it. It was like his shell was there, and he was just kind of flailing for a second.
Oh,
and then he got up and ran, and Will got up and took out the fence again. So I have the video. Our production crew has put it together, and I'm going to post that momentarily. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter. We'll get it up on Facebook as well. The heart of a champion, Will Oswalt.
Yes.
He is our personal hero today. We're live at Krispy Kreme, 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
728 K-Fine Country. We are live at Krispy Kreme this morning, 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro, where the K-Fine special is going on. That's one dozen original glazed donuts for only $3.99.
Yep.
Guys, that's a half-price deal at Krispy Kreme this morning. good until 10 o'clock. You can do that inside the store when you walk in Krispy Kreme or in the drive-thru.
Just be sure to say, I want the K-Fine special. That's all you got to do.
Yes.
So the reason we're giggling here as we come on the air is because Kelly and David have now rewatched the video of our producer, Will Oswalt, taking out the fence at A-State Baseball.
There's so many different funny aspects.
And when we say taking out the fence, we don't mean like he hit the ball to the fence. We mean he took his head to the fence.
Yes. And here's the thing, I don't know if we failed to mention, he ripped his shirt.
Now, I did hear Danny Smith say she was going to get him a new shirt.
Okay, well, he ripped his shirt.
Yeah. He was bothered. He was bleeding, but he was more bothered by the fact that he ripped his shirt. So, guys, if you haven't seen the video, like, legitimately, Will goes, he does dizzy bat. He spins around, gets real dizzy, goes to take off and race Red Wolf Mark. And as he's running, he's trying to make a straight line, but for whatever reason, he's veering off at 90 degrees toward the fence. He hits it head on.
Yes.
He falls down, gets up, drags his body down the fence a little bit further, then bites it head first into the dust.
Oh, man. I mean, seriously, there's just nothing like this video.
Well, it's like, I'm going to have to put my phone down because I'm going to keep watching it, and I'm not going to – see? You're not going to be able to do any work.
Awful, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, it's funny. It's up on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon on KFIN if you guys want to check it out. It's quite the scene, and the good news is Will was fine. He was a great sport about the whole deal. He laughed about it. He's even doing like a post-interview afterward.
Yeah. So, that's the good thing here.
It's funny when people either get hit in the crotch or when they fall. I don't know why it's funny to everybody, but it is.
It's true.
At Brandon on KFIN, Instagram and Twitter, and you guys can go and laugh at that this morning. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Florence.
Well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Wednesday, May the 17th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Hunter Short, who is 12 years old in Truman. We have Chaylin Garrett from Memphis, who is celebrating a birthday today. And, of course, you can also listen to us through the KFIN mobile app. All you have to do is search KFIN or listen on the podcast as well on iTunes and Google Play Music. Caleb Grooms of Powhatan is turning 9 years old today. We have Faith Oler of Jonesboro celebrating. Caitlin Shea Speaks of Lake City, 26 years old today. Becca Hall from Wynn is 32. And Ginger Ism of Paragould is celebrating a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Nikki Reed is 29 years old. She was vampire. Is it Rosalie Hale?
Rosalie.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Nobody does
that.
It like Rosalie.
That's Sarah Lee.
Oh, man.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Well, anyway, she was in Twilight. She turns 29. Derek Huff is 32 years old, Dancing with the Stars.
Hang on now. He's not just dancing.
More importantly, Julian Huff's brother.
That's exactly what he is.
I knew what you were going to
say. Hush.
We celebrate her today, too.
We do.
Tony Parker's 35 years old from the San Antonio Spurs. Unfortunately, he's hurt right now during their playoff series, so he's not being able to play.
He is.
Jordan Knight is 47. New kids on the block.
Sorry.
Hanging tough. You got the right stuff.
Is he? No,
okay,
I'm thinking
thanks
somewhere.
Thanks for nobody back.
I don't know
Baby.
That song. I didn't grow up with New Kids on the Block.
Would you rather me do Nobody Does It Like Rosalie?
No.
Craig Ferguson. He's 55 years old. Bob Saget from Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos is 61 years old today.
Bob.
And Sugar Ray Leonard is 61.
All right, live at Krispy Kreme this morning, the K-Fine Special, a dozen original glazed donuts, only $3.99. I noticed a minute ago that we have the Lady Blazers softball team in Krispy Kreme.
Look at that.
And they're going to state on Friday, so we're going to talk to them coming up here momentarily live from Krispy Kreme on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, there's Tim McGraw and Faith Hill at Speak to a Girl on the Big 107.9 K-Fine, 7:36, and we are live this morning at Krispy Kreme, where the K-Fine Special is going on. You can get a dozen original glazed donuts for only $3.99. And that's a half-price deal this morning at Krispy Kreme, Highland Drive in Jonesboro. You can stop by and do that inside or as you're going through the drive-thru at Krispy Kreme this morning. I told you momentarily, a few moments ago actually, that I noticed that the Lady Blazers were kind of taking over Krispy Kreme this morning. They're headed to state coming up on Friday. And we wanted to talk to these ladies who have a big game against DeQueen on Friday. Let's get their names and the position they play on the team.
Hey, y'all. My name is Bree Wilson, and I play center field.
I'm Kaylee Roethlisberger, and I play right field.
I'm Montana Smith, and I'm the pitcher.
I'm Allie Freeman, and I play second base.
I'm Allie Whitlock, and I play catcher.
I'm Neely Boyd, and I play third base.
I'm Katie Drowling, and I play first base.
I'm Emily Whitaker, and I catch.
I'm Whitley Griggs, and I play shortstop.
I'm Madison Kennedy, and I play right field.
All right, so Friday, as we get ready for the big state, the state finals, are you all excited about the potential of going down there and coming back state champs?
I think we're just excited because this is our first time to ever be this far. Like, Valley View program has never been in the state finals, so we're just hoping to bring home big rings.
So tell me what it was like as you guys were getting ready and you're playing the semifinals and there's all the pressure of seeing if you can make it to the finals. What was that game like last week when you realized, hey, we've done it?
I think a lot of the girls were really nervous, but we all just kind of talked it out like girls do. And when we took infield, like, they came back and they were like, oh, that feels so much better. Got it out of my system. And so they were really excited after that, and we just got them all pumped up. So, yeah.
So there are the nervous little butterflies as you prepare to head to state this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we were. I was really nervous, too. But after we took infield, it was just everything just went away, all the nerves and everything. I was like, I'm ready.
Let's go through some of the stats so far on the team. So far, 24-6. That's the overall record. 13-2 in conference. Montana, let's talk about her and her pitching, because 21 wins this season. Am I reading this right? 8 shutouts this year?
I guess so.
Like, that's pretty good. So, like, legit, I should have talked to her before we did our first pitch.
Yeah, I know.
I might show her a video. We did the first pitch last night at the Red Wolves game. And you can kind of maybe coach me and tell me if I'm any good.
Okay.
Now, it was slow and overhand, so it wasn't as awesome as yours probably was. But
yeah, can we see how that kind of – can you wind up for me just so I can watch? Now, don't hurt yourself, though, because we don't want you to get hurt before you go to state. Maybe that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
We don't want to have any kind of problems like that. Let's look through some other stats here. Senior right fielder Kaylee Roethlisberger. Batting average of .341, 5 home runs.
What?
Yeah.
How does that feel? When you hit that home run, what's that feel like?
Oh, that was awesome. That was the most I've ever been excited for a home run ever, because I was just like, it was just a relief that I hit it, because I was so nervous going up there. I was like, I've got to get these girls in. I've got to get them in.
When the ball hit the bat, did you know?
Kind of like, I feel that sometimes when it happens, but when I saw it, I wasn't sure if it was going or not, because the way that the fence was, I didn't know if it hit behind or in front of it. And then once I saw it hit behind, I was just relieved.
Yeah.
Was that like the greatest moment so far of your life?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Because, you know, you dream of those moments. I want to win it for the team. I want to win it for the team. And bam, there it is. So as we talk to people who are headed to work this morning, or some of the people who might still have school, how important is it for people to come down and be a part of the crowd for this game for you guys on Friday afternoon?
I think it's really important, but it's also, like, important that our team just stays pumped up. We've been pumped up this whole season, and the only people that have really came out is parents. So if we did have a student section, I think we'd be really excited and, like, be like, oh, look, we can prove you wrong. We can win this game, because y'all can't believe in us as much as they usually do.
So again, it's going to be happening on Friday. The Lady Blazers and the softball team are going to play DeQueen Friday at 3 o'clock in Fayetteville at the University of Arkansas. It is the 5A state championship, and best of luck to all of you. One more thing, Allie Freeman. I've known her since she was a little girl. Would you guys like me to tell some embarrassing stories on Allie on the radio this morning?
Okay. No. I'm ready.
Now we're live at Krispy Kreme. 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, there's Dirks Bentley, and a lot of leaving left to do on K-Fine. Good morning. We are live at Krispy Kreme, 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro. We were talking about that K-Fine special just a few minutes ago. We saw a couple that walked in. They were so excited to get the K-Fine special. It's a dozen original glazed donuts for only $3.99. That's good until 10 o'clock this morning. The hot light is on.
Yes.
And when the hot light is on at Krispy Kreme, you know those donuts are as fresh as they possibly can get, and they're amazing. And, again, you can buy these for the office. You can buy these for the kids. You can buy them all for yourself and just sit down and eat.
If that's what you want to do, they're coming right off this conveyor belt right now. Look at that. Doesn't that look amazing?
So, again, a dozen original glazed donuts, $3.99, but you need to mention K-Fine and the K-Fine special when you stop by Krispy Kreme. You can even do that through the drive-thru.
Yep.
So, Rich Carville joins us here at Krispy Kreme this morning. We like to bring people here and let them smell donuts.
Good morning.
How are you, Rich?
I'm great.
It's good to see you again.
Thanks.
Would you like a nice donut? Can we bring you a donut and a coffee? Because that's the way we start
our
day.
You know, one of my colleagues who's working downtown with us picked up a dozen donuts. Nope. So they'll be there when I go downtown.
There we go. So tell me what's happening downtown, because, you know, we like to bring you in because you're very much involved in with the veterans of Northeast Arkansas, the people who have served our country. And there's a really special event that's happening to help veterans this week.
Well, the Disabled American Veterans chapter here in Jonesboro is sponsoring a visit by the DAV Mobile Service Van. And this is staffed by a couple of folks who are specialists in helping veterans file claims for service-connected disabilities. I'm sitting here across from you, and I don't look disabled, but right. I am.
See, I've known you for many, many years and didn't know that.
I have a 30% disability because of my exposure to Agent Orange when I was in Vietnam.
Wow.
But the folks who man this van downtown, and it'll be downtown on Union Street, and it's parked right in front of the Craighead County Courthouse Annex.
Yes.
On Union Street. Yep. And all you have to do is walk up. This is free. The DAV does this as a service to our veterans, and you can they'll help you file a claim. They'll check on a claim if you have one that's pending and see, you know, when you expect to hear from that. And it will be downtown all day until 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
And then it's going to move to Arkansas State University, and it'll be in the vicinity of the Beck Pride Center near the nursing building, which is the Reynolds building on campus. And there's a seminar in the morning that explains what's available to veterans and that sort of thing. But from the hours of 1 to 4 in the afternoon, that van will be open, and it'll be staffed by veteran service officers, and so folks can visit out there if they don't have a chance to come downtown today.
So Union today, tomorrow from 1 until 4, at the right near the Beck Pride Center on the campus of Arkansas State. So as far as the veterans who might be able to get assistance, but maybe they don't know how to do that, do you think there's a lot of people that fall into that category where they served our country, they have paid a price for serving our country, and they just don't know how to go about getting what might be owed to them?
That's exactly right. You know, it took the Veterans Administration 30 years to make the connection between exposure to dioxin, which is the component of Agent Orange. It was a wonderful weed killer, but it also caused other problems. And it took the VA 30 years to realize there was a relationship between diseases that we developed later in our lives, not immediately, but later in our lives. And when I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 16 years ago, fortunately I had someone who helped me. I had a really good service officer downtown who helped me file myself and my colleague Dennis White, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. Dennis had some serious medical problems that were caused by his exposure to Agent Orange. And I didn't know anything about it. And someone told me and said, if you'll take, you know, all you have to show is you had boots on the ground. That means you were service. You were actually in Vietnam, and that you developed type 2 diabetes. And there's a whole long list of diseases and medical problems that are related to our exposure to that dioxin.
You know, you think about people going off to service, and you think a lot of times, hey, they survived. They came home.
That's right.
A great thing. You don't realize, and you don't really think about the after effects of even something like the post-traumatic stress syndrome. You hear these different stories, but I don't think we probably give enough credit to those of you who went and fought for our country and our freedom, and we appreciate, number one, what you did and what you continue to do to be an ambassador for the veterans of Northeast Arkansas.
Well, that's one thing that Vietnam veterans have made a pledge. We're not going to let our current servicemen and women be treated like we were when we came home from Vietnam. You know, I didn't have any problems when I came in through San Francisco, but I've got lots of friends who were spit upon and who were called baby killers, and it was just not a good experience. And so they withdrew. I'm wearing a shirt today that says I'm a Vietnam veteran. Yeah. And 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't have worn that.
Really?
That's just how society looked at us.
Right. Well, hopefully we've been able to turn the corner, and we can appreciate what you all were able to do. And, again, we're going to have this event going on. If you know somebody who needs assistance, or maybe it's you that needs assistance, the mobile unit's going to be down on Union in downtown Jonesboro today and on the campus of A-State by the Beck Pride Center tomorrow. The seminar happens early in the day tomorrow from 8 until 11, and then from 1 until 4, they'll be doing more assistance and helping you file those claims. Mr. Carville, as always, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thank you.
It is 7:58 in K-Fine Country, and we are live at Krispy Kreme on Highland Drive in Jonesboro on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So happy right now.
Will the thrill.
The most famous guy on Arkansas social media has made it to Krispy Kreme this morning. Bow down, ladies and gentlemen, to Will the Thrill.
Will the Thrill.
Will I Ain't. Will Oswalt joins us at Krispy Kreme. Will, you ran into a fence last night. How do you feel?
He's stretching.
Alive, which is good.
So let's go back a couple of days. We had the idea for the Dizzy Bat competition, and we were looking for the perfect contestant.
Mm-hmm.
Will, are you mad at me?
I was volunteered. That's if that's what you're getting.
But hey, same thing with me when I had to race Hal. I feel that.
I first got this news, I thought the barrel might have been better for that one. At least you had some protection there.
Yeah,
that's true.
True. But getting back up might have been the hard part.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to get back up. I would have sat there.
So if you
could have just rolled that.
He could have done that.
Yeah. The barrel roll. There you go.
It would have been like bumper cars as opposed to bumper cars with your body. Because, Will, actually, I got a message from Arkansas State. You owe them a fence panel.
Yeah, right. That fence is still standing.
Okay, so last night, Dizzy Bat, it's Will versus Mark Floyd, Red Wolf Mark. Did you think you could beat Mark?
I was hoping so.
So, because, like, I mean, truthfully, you know, you probably would be a faster runner if it was running a straight line.
Yes. Without the Dizzy Bat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, long distance running, I figure you could beat Red Wolf Mark in
exactly.
that as well.
Did you run track in high
no.
school?
Okay. No.
But, okay, so last night, Will gets the Dizzy Bat competition. Basically, you put the bat, one end of the bat on the ground. The other end goes on your forehead. You have to spin around it. How many times?
Eight
times, okay.
Eight times Will spun around the bat. So then, Will, all of a sudden, you have to run to the Diamond Doll.
Who's right, which is like, what, about 5 yards maybe?
Which doesn't seem very far, right? Okay, so all of a sudden, you take off. What's going through your head as you start to run?
Head in a straight line, but that's impossible, of course.
Was it impossible?
Yes.
In your mind, were you running straight?
Trying to.
Because, Will, you basically veered a degree angle.
Yes.
You peeled off for the fence.
Yeah, the warning track. I hit the warning track first.
Yeah.
For those folks that don't know baseball stadiums, that's the non-grass part to let you know that there's a fence coming up.
But Will, that didn't stop you because you kept going.
His momentum.
So Will,
gravity, I think.
He flies into the fence, and Kelly pointed this out.
Warning track first, and then I get back up, and then that's the fence, and then warning track again.
So
I think it's how it went.
But Kelly, she was like, Will has the heart of a champion.
Yes.
Because you plowed into a fence at 50 miles per hour and then stood up and tried again.
You got up and kept going.
In your mind, the first time you hit, what was going on in your head?
Ow.
Ouch.
Did you actually think about staying down, though, when you first landed on the ground?
No. No.
You didn't consider that?
No.
Or, like, crawling over or anything like that?
That just makes me respect you 150% more.
So you plowed into the fence and knew you wanted to get up and still try to win.
Well, yeah. Wasn't that the whole idea?
So then when you got up, you were probably even more dizzy because as you ran toward the Diamond Doll, all of a sudden you just took a header into the ground. It almost makes me, do you want to see the video?
I live the video.
Well, I can show you this video if you want to see it.
Will you do me a favor and do commentary right now live on the radio of the video?
Let me pull this video up.
And I need you to do your best Jim Ross, good old JR impersonation as you do this. Okay, so the video, if you want to see Will, take out the fence and then take out the dirt out there in the chat at Arkansas
State. I was still getting warning track out of my pockets last night when I got home.
Are you really? I can tell you when I went up to the booth, the guys from Arkansas State were like, we need the video because, like, we truly believe this could be a viral sensation.
Oh, brother.
I'm trying to get you on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, we're trying to get you on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, right. Are you ready, Will? Because I have the video here.
All right, let's see.
So there's the video. I'll let
you know. There's one. There's two. All right, this guy's trying to keep his head down. Okay. You have to stop a little bit and get your balance because, let's see, I've lost count here. I think that's about six. Okay, no, that was seven. Okay, here we go. All right, there's the first end of the warning track. There's where the elbow got scraped. Get back up. We're over there by the fence.
You're glued to the fence, I think.
Right. Again, that's gravity, I do believe.
Is it worse when you see it back?
Probably so.
It's crazy, right? But I'm telling you, if you get on Jimmy Fallon, I want to go with you. Penny can't go.
Oh, now. Whoa.
And now Penny is the one that happened to have, like, basically a first aid kit in her purse.
Oh, she did?
And she,
well,
and
I
she
had,
was prepared.
Well,
I mean,
she had two bandages, not the one I got on now. She did scrape up a couple of band-aids. And one of those little spray hand sanitizer things they were giving out at the St. Bernard's Expo.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
you benefited from going to the St. Bernard's Expo as well. So here's the next question. We actually were thinking about going on tour with you doing Dizzy Bat competition.
No, thank you.
We go to every baseball stadium in the country.
If you want to see the video.
I would have someone that would probably vote that down in a heartbeat, and it's my lady who lives with me.
Okay, so tell me what she said when you made it over to her.
She thought I was crazy for doing it. She said I should have said no. I told her it wasn't my idea. I got volunteered.
Voluntold, that kind of thing?
Yeah, whatever.
But we all got voluntold for stuff.
Yeah, we did.
So once she knew you were okay, did she ever giggle?
Well, she was still. She kept telling me, hey, you've got, every once in a while, I mean, when you ride in a car, sometimes you look the wrong way and you start getting a little queasy. You know, she was thinking about that. You know, I said, if I would have had a weak stomach, I would have thrown up all of the warning tracks.
Oh, my gosh.
That would have made the video even better.
Yeah, that really would have been lovely.
So do you think if you make it to, like, Tosh.0 or Jimmy Fallon for this endeavor, that she would let me go with you and not her?
Well, of course, also, my mother-in-law's with us now, so that'd be a threesome that would have to go with me.
Yeah.
That's a crazy threesome right there. We hope you feel better today, and that video is up right now. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, on Twitter, what are you all laughing about? And on Facebook.
By the way, I want to compliment the two of you on getting the first pitches to home plate last night.
We did.
I mean, 50 Cent needs to take some lessons from y'all.
I know.
Did you think we were going to make it?
I'm confident you'd get up there pretty close.
You might be the only one who had confidence.
I think you were. Because, people, members of A-State were like, oh, there's no way this is going to work out. I just want to hug Wilton.
You guys weren't on top of the pitcher's man, which is 60 feet, 6 inches from stand right in front of it. So that took off a couple of feet anyway.
Well, and I wanted to be on the mound, but they didn't want us to mess it up.
Ah.
Yeah, because it looked so pretty.
Yes.
You know, they want the actual
because the
pitcher
pitchers have their way of setting
up.
Things
right.
up as soon as they get up there.
Right.
I truly would like to go out there and try again to see if we could really do it. And
on actually, the actual mound, yeah.
Yeah, into the strike zone. I want to see if I could do it because I had a lot of fun, man.
That was fun.
Thanks to Coach Raffo, and I want to talk about him later on this morning.
Yeah.
That guy was so nice.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And the whole staff out there at A-State. So we'll talk more about that as we go throughout the show. Check out Will's video. Brandon on KFIN, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. On Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio.
Will, thanks for being such a good sport.
Thank you, Will.
All right.
Will the Thrill in the house live at Krispy Kreme on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
When we have one of the
perfect.
The biggest JHS fans on the planet here at Krispy Kreme with us. Luis Diaz, how are you this morning, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
So how long have I known you, Lewis?
Well, since I was a little kid, maybe.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old, sir.
You're
the same age.
Same age, sir.
You're trying to make me sound even older.
Yes, sir.
He is.
Lewis, stop that.
And he keeps saying, yes, sir.
What are you calling me sir for? Who is with you here, this little baby?
Well, it's my nephew, Atticus Hulo, and Mary Diaz, my favorite mother.
She's your only mother.
Yes, sir.
Lewis, she's one of my favorite mothers as well.
Yeah, she makes good tamales.
Oh, my gosh. She does.
Man, no joke.
The world-famous Mary Diaz tamales are potentially one of the best things you'll ever put in your mouth.
They're so good, we'll eat them at 8 o'clock in the morning.
We will.
Seriously.
Hey, Mary, did you bring tamales this morning? Did you bring any? No, she did not. All right, Mary, leave. So, Lewis, you're excited about Jonesboro High School baseball because, man,
they're awesome this year. And we got awesome coaches who really do a good job, and they were pretty nice people I ever met. So, I hope they do an awesome job this weekend, and maybe good pitching does a good job, and when we state back to back, I hope.
Be awesome.
This Saturday morning, I hope, but we'll put Jesus' name, I guess.
Where's the game going to be, Lewis?
Bob Stadium and 10 o'clock Saturday morning, so we need some JHS fans to support us and a big crowd so we could get the state championship in Jonesboro again.
Would you be really excited if JHS won state?
Yes, sir.
Would you be screaming and going crazy?
Yes, sir. I won't sit down. I'll stand up the whole entire time and in the ball game this coming Saturday.
Are you probably the biggest JHS baseball fan there is?
Yes, sir. They're really nice. All the coaches, all the moms, the nice seniors are pretty awesome. I love them deaf, and all the mothers pretty nice to me. So I love everybody.
Hey, you have a great picture of you with the team as well. How did you get a team picture?
Well, they're pretty nice, and I know them a long time since they were last year, I guess, and they're pretty nice kids, and that was pretty nice of me. Being one of the coaches, and that's pretty nice of them doing that for me.
Is it true? Because I heard rumor that you threw out a pitch.
Yes, sir, I did. It was on Channel 9 News, but I missed it. One of my best friends told me that, but I missed the pitch.
I threw out Kelly and I actually threw out the first pitch last night for A-State.
Yeah, they won. I'm proud of them. They won.
It was a great game last night.
Big win.
I know one alumni for ASU, but he's a pretty nice man.
Well, it's good to see you this morning, as always. And, again, let us know how it goes
on
Saturday at State, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Krispy Kreme, 2821
East
Highland Drive.
Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, man. And don't forget, when you stop by Krispy Kreme, you can get the K-Fine special today. That's a dozen original glazed donuts, only $3.99. That's half price here at Krispy Kreme on Highland Drive in Jonesboro with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, good morning. We're live at Krispy Kreme, and we're just talking here off air, and that's what happens when you're
having a great time.
A live broadcast like that, 2821 East Highland Drive in Jonesboro. It is K-Fine live at Krispy Kreme. We have the K-Fine special going on today. It's a dozen original glazed donuts, only $3.99. That's a half-price deal. So if you're headed somewhere this morning, you got to stop by, and you can either pick up that deal inside the store or go through the drive-thru. Their drive-thru is super quick as well. Again, the hot light is on at Krispy Kreme. A dozen original glaze, $3.99. You got to mention K-Fine. Tell them you want the K-Fine special, and I can tell you from watching them, they've done a bunch of the K-Fine special so far today.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing people go out with 3, 4, 5, and 6 boxes.
I know, and I want to follow them out. Dave Cooley from Jonesboro Animal Control has joined us here at Krispy Kreme this morning. It's been a minute since we've seen you, so welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, Kelly brought up something that we had heard about. I guess we can do a follow-up with you on one of your coworkers who was bit by a copperhead.
Yeah, he is. He got out of the hospital yesterday.
Oh, he did get out. So, good.
Officer Greg, right?
Yeah, Officer Greg. He's doing better. You know, he's still got a long road. You know, copperhead bites aren't a joke. So he's still in a lot of pain, I'm sure. And, you know, just asking for prayers for Matt to get better.
Well, and here's the thing. You guys just don't go around and catch dogs.
No.
You do. No. There's a ton of different things that you guys do, and you put yourselves in danger every day. And him going, it was, and am I right, it was a baby copperhead?
Yeah, it was only, from my understanding, 8 to 10 inches long.
Right. Oh my God. And it bit him on the finger twice.
Yeah.
And there was, like, he almost lost, you know, it got better. It's better, but there was a lot of, went through a lot of pain.
It's actually a smaller venomous snakes, like baby copperheads, cottonmouths, are actually a lot more dangerous because they haven't developed a control yet. When they when they hit, they drop every ounce of venom they have into your hand or wherever they bite. And so it'll mess you up pretty bad. And, you know, Matt's, you know, was on the unfortunate end of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're got some new equipment that we're going to get in.
Right.
And that's going to help us prevent this from happening again. You know, it's a freak thing.
Yeah.
You know, Matt did everything that we, that every single one of us would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's
well, you
it's
never know
important.
With a dog either. It's part of what you do with a dog or any other animal you're going to go get.
Right.
You have the right equipment. You have the right training. And then you just never, you don't know what another living being is going to do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just, it's a freak accident. You know, it's any, you know, any one of us at any given time, you know, we get bit by a dog, cat, possum, raccoon,
beaver.
You know, you name the animal, we deal with it in town. So,
so what happened with the snake? How did the Kelly, are you okay?
Yeah.
How did the copperhead end up getting his finger?
It actually, he was in the process of putting it in the snake bag, and it got him through the snake bag.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it was, you know, completely and totally free. You know, there's no way to say that, you know, he did everything exactly how I would have done it. Mike, who will fight and run people over and tackle people to make sure he gets the snake call.
Yeah.
You know, he did it, you know, exactly the way Mike would have done it.
Wow.
So, you know, again, my heart just goes out to him, and, you know, he's getting better. His wife's been beside him the whole time.
Right.
Which is fantastic. And, you know, he's, we've all got his back. And, you know, Central Baptist did a steak lunch for all law enforcement yesterday. And, you know, we've made sure to take him a tray. So, you know, he deserved it just as much as the rest of us.
Awesome.
Yeah, so give our wishes to him as he recovers. And I'm sure the process is going to be, you know, a difficult process and a painful process as well.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening with animal control as we go throughout this month?
Well, right now we've just got a bunch of dogs still. We've got a bunch of cats now. We've had a litter of kittens that was born that are available now. They're about 5-6 weeks old. So, you know, that's the main thing we need right now. We just need some adoptions. You know, we did a count yesterday, and we're sitting right at about 80 dogs. So we're down from where we were, but that's still a lot.
And it's a great time to adopt because kids are about to get out of school. And they can actually take them out and teach them. They can potty train. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? They're going to be home. They can take the dog out every hour, every 2 hours, however much it needs. And, they're not in school anymore. So
exactly. It gives them the chance. You know, when you adopt a dog and you're going, you know, like my family where my wife's at work, I'm at work, my kids are at school.
Mm.
It's really hard to potty train a dog when there's nobody there.
Right.
So, you know, like you said, there's going to be people home now. It's a good time to do it. It gives you the chance to get it trained, you know. If you put your work into it, just a few days, you can get a dog housebroken and make it great. You know, that way if you're going on vacation, you can take them with you and be fantastic.
Go check out all the animals at Jonesboro Animal Control. You can find them here in Jonesboro just off Highland Drive. And always go to their Facebook page as well. If you're looking for an animal to adopt or if maybe your animal has gotten loose, you're trying to see if maybe somebody has turned your dog in, you can check out Jonesboro Animal Control on Facebook. Again, to Officer Greg, best wishes, and it's good to see you again.
Glad to be back.
Live at Krispy Kreme this morning, 8:42 on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Blake Shelton. Every time I hear that song on Northeast Arkansas' radio station, the big 107.9 K-Fine live this morning at Krispy Kreme, where the K-Fine special is happening this morning. You can stop by and get a dozen original glazed donuts for only $3.99. That's a half-price deal. That deal goes until 10 o'clock this morning, so you can stop by and do that in the store or go through the drive-thru and pick those up as well. What is going on? Hang on.
Uh-oh.
What is happening?
Give him a microphone.
James,
we're gonna
what
make him
is
talk.
Going on?
James, come talk.
He won't talk. James won't talk.
Hey, eventually just dropped off an Oreo chiller.
We're going to make him talk at some point. That's going to be my goal.
He just brought us an Oreo chiller made with Oreo cookie
this
pieces.
Is beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful's not even the word.
Oh, that's really
There's
good.
Not a word.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a new item. It's made with the cookie pieces, and it is absolutely awesome. Mm. If you love Oreos, that's a heck of a way to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically my wife's favorite donut is that Oreo-filled donut.
Yeah,
she would love
those
that,
are
man.
Really good.
So now you can double your Oreo right there with that and the Oreo chiller
man.
At Krispy Kreme. You know, of course, man, they have so many great treats. And we have a family. Hey, can we get your kids over here? Would they come talk to us real quick, you think? They came in, and they were so excited a few minutes ago to see the donuts. They ran over to the window, and they were like, oh, my gosh, look at these donuts. I wonder if they'll talk to us.
They're looks like them. It. It looks like it.
It's his birthday today?
Uh-oh.
Happy
come over,
birthday.
Man.
What Let's a way to them. Celebrate at Krispy Kreme.
Let's chat with them real quick. So, here, come talk
come
over
here,
to
man.
David.
I'm 5 years old today.
What's your name?
Koi.
Well, happy birthday. How are you this morning?
Good.
How excited are you about these donuts?
So good.
They are so good. And they have this new drink right here. This is an Oreo drink. So if you like the Oreo cookies, you got to try the drink too, okay?
You like Oreos?
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah. Who's this with you?
Kane.
That's Kane?
You want to talk to?
Can you say hi?
Say hi.
Can hi. You say hi?
Oh, he tried.
He's nervous.
It's a great to see families coming together for Krispy Kreme and great donuts as well. Thank you, guys, and enjoy your breakfast. Also, I wanted to say thank you to Coach Tommy Raffo of the A-State men's baseball team. We went out there and were a part of the baseball game last night, and David did the race against Howell.
Yep.
And would you say you won the race?
I'm going to say I won the race.
Oh, he's going to say that.
Yeah.
If you weren't there – David did not win.
I won the
race.
Don't listen to Kelly.
Actually took forever.
That was probably the longest race they've ever had.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to need an inhaler.
Well, I thought so too. When I was done, I was it's funny. I got done with the race, and I went up to the booth with Matt Stoltz, and I talked to him for a little bit. And I was still out of breath, and that was like 20 minutes later.
Although, I will say, you did have the barrel on.
I did. And that was a chore, let me tell you.
Kelly and I nailed the first pick.
You did.
Will nailed the fence. If you haven't seen the video.
Will.
If you haven't seen the video of our producer, Will, hitting the fence at about 100 miles per hour, you
got
to check
it
out.
The video pulled up right now. I'm watching it again.
Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. I actually have the audio of Michael Steele doing the seventh inning stretch, take me out to the ball game. Let's see if I don't play. I don't know if you'll be able to hear
And
this.
He did so good.
It's all you, Michael.
Not really. Can you really hear that?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, everybody, I'm on your feet.
Yeah, you can hear
him. Now I hear him.
1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
That was fun, though. So then
I thought he was great.
The great thing about Coach Raffo is that we went down there, we did our first pitch, and I've said forever, when somebody treats your kid nicely.
I think you and I both almost cried.
Yeah,
and Kyle's not even my kid.
No, but they just endear themselves to you. When somebody is nice to your child, it just makes you think differently about them. I've known Coach Raffo for many, many years now, and he's always been a nice guy to be around. But when I saw how engaged he was mm-hmm. with my son, and he specifically said, hey, Kai. Would you like to do this? Hey, Kai, would you like one of these game balls? I didn't even know Coach Raffo knew my son's name.
That's
well,
cool.
And here's the thing. A coach before a game, they're in a zone,
mm-hmm.
okay? I used to coach, and you're in a zone. You don't want to talk to anybody. It's a one-way thing. You're concentrating.
Right.
You're focused. And right before the very first pitch of the game, we're about to throw the ball out,
mm-hmm.
and he comes up to Brandon, and he's like, hey, why don't you get your son Kai and let Kai do this with
that
you?
That is so cool.
And so, like, he stops the whole thing and comes over there, and for a coach to, you know, to do that and take that focus and use it on someone else, I mean, it just shows what kind of character.
Mm.
I just thought that was really, really cool of him.
Yeah, so if you haven't gone out to support the baseball program, it's a fun time, and, you know, you're supporting great student-athletes, obviously,
yeah.
and an awesome, just nice man as mm-hmm. a head coach and Coach Raffo. It is 8:59 live at Krispy Kreme, 2821 East Highland Drive at Jonesboro on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we told you early this morning that Katy Perry is confirmed to be one of the judges on American Idol.
Right.
The only confirmed cast member thus far.
Mm-hmm.
She also talks about her outfit, her dress from the Met Gala. If you remember, it was really, I guess you would say, extravagant.
Yeah,
it was one of those really involved dresses.
Mm.
She was worried that with her dress on that she could not pee. So, David, she got something. I've never heard about this. We'll have to talk to Kelly about it. She got a Go-Girl.
What is
and
that?
Basically, a Go-Girl goes underneath your outfit, and it's like a funnel that if you have to go, you just go.
So does it go to like a pouch that's taped to your leg or something, or is it?
I'm not really sure. I've never even seen or heard of this.
I don't know if I feel comfortable even thinking about that.
Could you, if you were walking the red carpet and you had to go, could you go?
Absolutely. There is no way I could do that.
You ever been in a situation where like you were like maybe in a lake or something and said, just go ahead and pee. Just pee. You're in the lake.
Isn't that different, though? Isn't that different?
I have trouble peeing in a lake even because it's like I can't let myself let it go in my pants.
Well, I think we've all done that before, like in a swimming pool, as bad as it sounds. We've all done it.
You're not invited over this summer.
I wouldn't pee in your pool.
Well, I don't know now.
I wouldn't do that, no.
You just now, oh, who doesn't do that?
Well, when I was younger, I might have, you know.
Like what, 22?
23.
Wait, you're still 23?
I'm almost 24,
right,
so I'm getting close.
Getting
close. No, but I don't think I could do that. I don't feel comfortable with that.
So when Kelly gets back, we'll try to figure out the whole Go-Girl thing with Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you know how much Miranda Lambert loves her Mutt Nation Foundation.
Oh, absolutely.
It's helping animals, rescue dogs, and things of that nature. Well, she's going to be holding her first ever Mutt Nation Foundation March. It's going to be happening in downtown Nashville Thursday, June the 8th. Now, when you think about that, you're like, why did she pick June the 8th?
Uh-huh.
That's CMA week. That's Fan Fest. No telling how many people are going to take their dogs out there just to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
But they're all setting out to raise money and awareness and funds for shelter and pet adoption places across the country. But the Mutt Nation Foundation is that charitable deal that Miranda's put together that she believes in so strong.
That's really cool. Well, we broke the news earlier this morning that Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber are going to have a baby. They're about 3 months pregnant right now. Yeah. Baby's due in November, and it's kind of funny. Brantley Gilbert was talking about the father he thinks he'll be.
Oh, no.
And he's very nervous about having a daughter because he is going to be one of those dads. The kid won't be able to pull anything over on him.
Oh, yeah.
And that 16-year-old boy that comes over to try to date his daughter, he basically says good luck because if it's anybody that he says is like him, then he'll go to jail. That's straight up what he said. I will That's go funny. To jail. I will be in prison.
Yeah, I'm so glad I had a boy.
Exactly.
I'll say that much. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's David. Thanks for having us on your radio this morning. Again, we posted a video that is basically must-see.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely must-see.
Will the Thrill, our producer, and he's a part of our sister station, 95.3 The Ticket. He did the Dizzy Bat Race last night
with
A-State Baseball. And basically, you know, these people who do sports and athletics, they've done athletics all across the country.
Yeah.
They typically kind of go job to job and they advance their careers. So I'm talking to people who have seen hundreds of Dizzy Bats, but nobody's seen one like this.
I don't think. I was even looking up videos last night after the game was over of the worst Dizzy Bats of all time. And seriously, none of them compare to the one we saw last night.
Yo, he took out a fence.
He literally took out a fence. I've never seen anyone hit a fence that hard.
Running directly sideways. You got to check it out. It's up at Brandon on KFIN. Instagram, Twitter. It is a video to be seen.
Man.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning.